As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, that sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me the facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. It's happening today. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Election Day, Tuesday, November the 2nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today, hard facts certainly. And wherever we can find solutions, we throw them in as well. A little spice is nice. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion there, or you can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. From around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout out to this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065 throughout the broadcast, and your calls are welcome. Precious metals this morning remain strong going into the Fed Open Market Committee meeting. We'll talk about that. Midterm elections, Republican Party forecast to win the U.S. House in key races. We'll touch lightly upon that. Sustaining green energy with your money. New economic world order, the Chatham House. Of course, we'll go to England and taking your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for this morning, Tuesday, November the 2nd, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time found gold trading up $5.80 overnight at $1,357.10 an ounce. Again, up $5.80 at $1,357.10. Got to like it being on the high side of 1350. Silver this morning up 23 cents at 2486, nearing that $25 peg once again. Like to hear that. Platinum up 14 bucks, big move in platinum at $1,718 an ounce, and palladium flat on early trading so far at $650 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, very narrow band, about 8 bucks, $1,352.20 for a low, $1,360.80 for a high, but at $1,357.10, your gold is up year to year $297.40 an ounce for a 28.07% return on your investment. Can't beat that with a stick. London Gold Fix this morning. The boys in London set the price at $1,358 an ounce for gold. And it's, as we can see, trading almost spot on that right now. The SPDR Gold Shares, this is the exchange-traded fund, the World Gold Council. You can find out all about it up there. You know, look at their website. Unchanged overnight. They're still holding 1,293.10 metric tons, ostensibly, in their electronic treasure chest, valued on the street this morning at $56.3 billion. We'll pick it up right there when we come back after these first words from our sponsors. Stay tuned. Much, much more to come today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don,
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, Magic Tuesday, November the 2nd, Election Day. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of magic going on today. 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Got all the voodoo machines all across America fired up and running full time. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back into our market report once again, where we find gold trading up $5.80 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time at $1,357.10 an ounce. Silver up 23 cents at $24.86. Platinum up 14 bucks at $1,718 an ounce. And palladium flat on early trading at $650 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 6 at 11,125. The NASDAQ was off 3 at 2505. The S&P Standard and OSA Very Poor 500 Industrials up 1 at 1,184. The crude oil this morning up 95 cents at $83.90 a barrel for light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index moves down 51 basis points. It's 76.73. In the foreign exchange rates, of course, every time the U.S. dollar goes anywhere, the foreign exchange moves as well. The Canadian loonie this morning up 68 basis points, closing in on parity once again with the U.S. dollar, stands at 99 cents U.S. The Mexican peso still strong at 8 cents a peso. It's on the high side of 8 cents, so we're having to round down to get there, but round down we will. It bumps up this morning 41 basis points, exchanges against the dollar at 8 cents. the multiplier there if you're moving into or going into Mexico for business or otherwise. It's 12.2868 pesos per dollar. The euro this morning bumps up 102 basis points at $1.40. So that's a high, or a new high, well, at least a recent high, recapturing ground had held earlier. But at $1.40, the euro is looking good this morning. The British pound off 19 basis points, yet exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.60. The Swiss franc up 97 basis points, almost a full move point move there, at $1.02. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries, that bonded indebtedness, the two-year yield is 0.34% going into the FOMC meeting. The 10-year is at 2.60, and the 30-year is at 3.96. The 15-year mortgage this morning, this is a fixed-rate mortgage, the yield moves down from 3.84% a month ago to 3.63 this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.47 a month ago to 4.25%, and the prime rate stands at 3.25%. Of course, your gold and silver ratio continues to improve as that time goes forward. It's now at 54.59 ounces of silver. We'll buy you 1 ounce of gold. Let's look at the Econoday calendar, the economic calendar for this morning off of the Econoday website. That would be econoday.com, econoday.com, where we find this morning big news here. The FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee meeting begins this morning. Motor vehicle sales will be out today. They've got a consensus. They've got the Goldman store sales is out. Red Book is out. We'll talk a little bit about each of those. Let's jump right over to this one and take a look at the Red Book. First, the Red Book, of course, has to do with stores. It has to do with discounters and chain stores and department stores. And so here's the report, relatively brief. The store sales year-to-year change is 2.5%, according to Econoday. Now, Halloween sales, we talked about Halloween yesterday. Oh, Halloweeny. Anyway, Halloween sales yesterday were on target, retail sales on the soft side. According to the Red Book tally, where the on-year rate fell 0.3 to plus 2.5%, blah, 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 okay? So what are they talking about here? Well, I guess they sold all the trick-or-treat candy and all the decorations and all the costumes and everything because they say here that Halloween sales were on target, right? As long as, like I said, the merchant man's holy days, if you want to get involved in them, they're certainly out there for you. Here's a little bit more. This is the more important side of things, the international perspective. The FOMC meeting begins. What is the FOMC meeting? Well, it's the Federal Open Market Committee. The Federal Open Market Committee meets 8 times a year in order to determine the near-term direction of monetary policy. For monetary policy, the FOMC evaluates the relative concerns over the outlook for economic growth, too strong or too weak or about right, and pending inflation, too high, too low, about right. The FOMC then determines whether short-term interest rates should be raised, lowered, or left unchanged to accomplish its objectives of healthy economic growth and low inflation. This is supposed to be the mandate for the Federal Reserve. They really have 2 tools, and largely just 2 tools. One, they can create more money and loan it into existence, or they can withdraw money out of existence, out of circulation, or two, they can raise or lower the interest rates. Beyond that, they're pretty well out of bullets, all right? And these guys have been firing blanks for some time. Continuing here, the FOMC then determines whether, again, short-term interest rates should be raised, lowered, left unchanged to accomplish the objectives of healthy economic growth. The FOMC consists of the 7 governors of the Federal Reserve Board, assuming that there are no seats vacant. So we have 7 Federal Reserve Board members that make up this committee. The New York Fed president is always on the FOMC, all right? The New York Fed. The FOMC and the other 4 seats for the district presidents are rotated yearly. Changes in monetary policy are now announced immediately after the FOMC meetings. So we have these two, you know, you look at your balance scale, we have these 2 pans, all right? In one pan is the monetary policy. That's the dominion or the domain of the Federal Reserve banking system. and the other, you have fiscal policy. Very similar words, fiscal policy. That is Congress's domain or dominion. Right? This is about all they've really got to work with. So with that said, let's jump over here before we go back to, well, let's see, what should we do? How should we look at this? Let's jump over to Volcker. Let's go here. The Fed will probably start $500 billion of bond buys, a survey shows. This is Bloomberg News, Carolyn Salas and Alex Tanzi collaboratively writing for Bloomberg, November the 2nd, new news. The Federal Reserve will probably introduce an unprecedented second round of unconventional monetary easing tomorrow by announcing a plan to buy at least $500 billion of long-term securities, according to economists surveyed by Bloomberg News. So yesterday, as we went through this Halloween expose, and we found that it was basically tied to the Druid calendar, and that we can see that right now, to yesterday and today and tomorrow, this is a very pivotal time in Druid time, you know, Druid calendar, calendrically speaking. And, you know, it shouldn't be a surprise to discover that certain notables in the past, like Sir Winston Churchill, were neo-Druids. This Druidism has never gone away. That's still there. So we think about looking at the calendar as the 12-month Gregorian calendar, but sometimes for these auspicious dates, but sometimes we need to look at the Druid calendar to find out what the Brotherhood of Darkness is really up to. We'll be right back.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So once again, looking at the Federal Reserve, the FOMC, its meeting today and tomorrow. We're going to go over to the Chatham House in a moment here. But policymakers meeting today and tomorrow will restart a program of securities purchases to spur growth, reduce unemployment, and increase inflation. All right, you catch that? Here's the three things that they're doing. They're going to restart a program of securities purchases to A, spur growth, B, reduce unemployment, and C, increase inflation. Now, you know, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke recently was talking about his desire that we have the people have a perceived sense that inflation is going to increase, you know, that we're going to have an increasing, you know, inflation going forward, as they like to say. Why is that? The idea there is to scare hell out of people and to drive them into the arms of Walmart and Target to go out and start shopping while the prices are still low, all right? And packing up, storing up for next year and the year after the next. Be really careful about that. Some things spoil, you know, not everything besides gold and silver, you know, they can spoil if you buy too much of it. But this is kind of what he was talking about. So what they're looking at here then again is to spur growth. How are they going to spur growth? Let's say, how would they do that? What would it take to spur growth in the economy? What will it take to reduce unemployment? Or is the unemployment number just right? Have they worked long and hard and diligently to get this unemployment figure as high as it is today? Well, let's continue the article and see what Bloomberg says. 29 estimates, the Fed will pledge to buy $500 billion or more, while another 7 predicted $50 billion to $100 billion in monthly purchases without a specified total. The remainder said the Fed would buy up to $500 billion and didn't quantify their forecast. So they're out there with their Ouija boards, you know, seancing, casting the tea leaves in the I Ching and all that, and they're trying to figure out, well, what's the Fed going to do? Well, the Fed doesn't know what they're going to do. They're completely clueless. Anyway, we'll find out a little bit more about that. The varied responses reflect differences among Fed officials over the total amount of purchases needed to bolster the recovery. In other words, there really is no consensus. And we've been picking up this thread for the last couple of months since the last FOMC meeting. And here it is. There's no silver bullet right now. And that's a quote. And central bankers have, quote, very few options left in terms of lowering interest rates, said John Sylvia, the chief economist at Wells Fargo Security LLC in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, you know, I can headline it. I can go right back in my show notes and I, you know, give you the exact day where I started talking about them firing blanks. They're all out of bullets. And they don't have a silver bullet. And they surely don't have any bullets because they're all out of luck. Okay? They've tried the things that they can do, and coming in and actually buying up treasury, buying up debt, well, we'll see. It doesn't look too good. Shock and awe program, Shekinah glory there. Disagreements among policymakers over whether to expand the balance sheets incrementally or stage a so-called shock and awe program of big asset purchases or stage a so-called have created confusion among investors over the likely size and duration of any new easing, as they say, easing, quantitative easing. It's like turn on the, you know, the printing press. Actually, it's all just digital. But turn on the printing press and let's crank this bad boy up. There has not been any uniformity of opinion emanating from the multitude of public appearances from Fed officials. And we've been reporting on this multitude of federal officials in Bloomberg each and every time that they speak. He predicts the Fed will buy $500 billion of securities over the next 6 months and was among 13 economists who said the purchases would include mortgage-backed bonds in addition to treasuries. Now, it's a lengthy article. There's a lot more in this. You can certainly look at it for yourself. I can't go through all of the parts and pieces, but it's a long one. It's up on Bloomberg this morning. Let's go to this one, Paul Volcker. Paul Volcker. Everybody knows Paul Volcker. Not everybody likes Paul Volcker. I certainly don't like Paul Volcker. Paul Volcker's as a Federal Reserve Chairman, jacked the interest rates up to over 20% back at a time when I was trying to make my way in life as some of the young hosts on the network are today. He crippled me. I had all kinds of real estate things going on. I was a real estate salesman at the time, and I was buying and selling houses, and when the interest rate went to 20, I couldn't sell to save my life. There was nothing. You just couldn't sell anything. Who could afford 20% interest rates? So it just put a, it just drove a hub right into my heart. Anyway, Shamim Adam, very interesting name, writing this for Bloomberg. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul, I killed America, Volcker, an advisor to President Barry the Usurper, goes back to Reagan, too, and Bush, said quantitative easing may spark inflation in the future, and the amount involved may be a cause for concern. Quote, when money is too easy for too long, we will have more asset bubbles. Of course, he made money so uneasy for so long that he bankrupted myself and many others. He was commenting as Fed policymakers prepare to meet today and tomorrow in Washington amid concern that economic growth is not strong enough to reduce a U.S. unemployment rate close to 10%. Of course, as you know, if you can go up and visit with shadowstats.com, you'll find that that 10% number is way low on the bottom. The Fed may announce a plan to purchase at least $500 billion of long-term securities. Everybody's going to say it now. Remember, we've talked about this idea of the cut, copy, and paste bin. They get a little teeny thread. They get one little sentence or a blurb out of one of these Fed people's mouths, and then everybody styles an article around it. That's what these authors have done here. Fed Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel Bernanke, said on August the 27th, that the central bank will, quote, do all it can to sustain the recovery. What does that mean, sustain? Everyone knows that listens to Become Vocal Local. We know what sustain is. To sustain is to shore up. It's to prop up. It's to support something that would otherwise collapse on its own. All right? So the Fed is going to do everything that it can to sustain the recovery. How are they going to do that? They're going to come in with your money at mine, and they're going to prop it up. Right, trying to sustain the recovery, keeping it from collapsing on its own right. If they just get the hell out of the way and let her dump, maybe we could start to rebuild from, as they say, the ashes. Investors are anticipating policymakers will announce another round of asset purchases after buying $1.7 trillion in debt from December of 2008 to March. Volcker, chairman of Obama's Economic Recovery Advisory Board, said he wasn't sure if the second round of quantitative easing will be, quote-unquote, massive. Wow. While the amount involved may cause concern and inflation may result in the future, the measure is not alarming, he said. The U.S. jobless rate has little chance of going down soon. Underline that. Okay, we're talking about a quote here out of the mouth of Paul Volcker. And the nation's economic problems can't all be cured in the short run, he said. As Fed chairman from 1979 to 1987, what a puke, Volcker raised interest rates to as high as 20% to tame inflation, triggering a recession. And unfortunately, I was caught in that crosshair. He spoke today after India raised borrowing costs for the sixth time this year today, while Australia also unexpectedly pushed up interest rates. Last month, China raised rates for the first time since 2007. Of course, you know, the global financial community have been beaten on China to get them to do all of this stuff. So why are they surprised in reporting it this morning? Well, we'll be back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So let's take it from a different different direction and leave Paul Volcker in the dust here and go over to Noriel Rubini. You know, Noriel Rubini, they put him out as being some kind of a prophet, you know, soothsayer for all things economic. Another article off Bloomberg New News, this written by Michael Cohen and Rene Bonorchi. Rubini says advanced economies to show anemic growth, all right? This is the guy that's supposed to be the soothsayer. He's got the willow wand. Noriel Rubini, the New York Press. Oh, we don't need to repeat that publicity nonsense. U.S. house prices may fall further and economic growth may slow to 1% by year end, Rubini told a conference in Cape Town today. In Cape Town. I wouldn't imagine that's in Bangor, Maine. All right, anyway, Cape Town. South Africa. South Africa. Well, U.S. house prices may fall further and economic growth may slow to 1%. Hope he didn't have to spend too many years getting his education. This has been pretty much common parlance in the alternative media for, what, over 2 years almost? Anyway, continuing, economic recovery will be U-shaped, Rubini said, U-shaped. The next year is going to see a painful process of deleveraging, both in the private and the public sector, lower consumption, lower spending, lower budget deficits, more savings, reduction of debt. That implies an anemic economic recovery. Anemic economic recovery. Sounds like a flat line to me. The risk of a double dip recession remains, which will probably prompt the Federal Reserve to announce another round of debt purchases known as quantitative easing this week, Rubini said. As if this is new? Yeah, I hope Rubini's reading Bloomberg. We've been talking about it for weeks. The U.S. unemployment rate is close to a 26-year high. There's truth to that. Even with deposit returns at 0.25% in the U.S., at 0.5% in the U.K., and 0.1% in Japan. What has that got to do with the unemployment rate? You might say that with deposit rates as low as 0.25% in the U.S., unemployment ought to be skyrocketing, and it is. As if a deposit rate at 0.25% is going to encourage people to save. Most central banks in developed markets may do another round of quantitative easing. In developed markets. This is global, not local. Rubini said, while this is unlikely to have much effect on growth, it will help to avoid a return to recession. And he goes on, he talks about carry trade and so on and so forth. Very interesting. All right. Here's a little bit more. We're not going to get out of this one. Mortgage modification failures push borrowers into foreclosures. Well, this is the same story, just another edition. Kathleen Howley, Dakin Campbell, and Danielle Cusera collaboratively writing for Bloomberg yesterday afternoon. Right? Jill Gray of Mesquite, Texas, said her three-year-old son, blah, blah, blah. All right, so they start the article off with hanky ringing. The main thing is that Jill's Anthony and Tiffy, their black Labrador mixed dog, moved about 12 miles to a rental home 3 weeks after their one-story brick house in Garland, Texas, was auctioned in foreclosure. Gray, 38, tried for almost a year to get her mortgage modified, only to have the approval rescinded. Bank of AmeriCorp said documents were missing, papers that Gray said she'd sent. Gray's experience, in which homeowners get evicted while participating in programs designed to avert foreclosures, is being repeated thousands of times at the biggest mortgage firms, according to groups that aid borrowers. The government's Home Affordable Modification Program, that'd be the HAMP, HAMP, not quite hemp, but HAMP, came under fire at hearings last week for quote-unquote trial arrangements that allow late fees and debts to stack up and documents to disappear, triggering seizures. So it's a problem inside of their system that makes it not just likely, but it's highly likely, but it's not going to solve anybody's problem, and it's going to hasten a foreclosure. And she goes on, this article goes on, and they talk about it. Lost paperwork, all right? Mortgage firms make the problem worse by losing paperwork. According to testimony from a Richard Neiman, the New York State Superintendent of Banks, in a May and June survey of 40 counselors representing as many as 14,000 borrowers, 40 counselors representing as many as 14,000 borrowers, yikes, the California Reinvestment Coalition found 100% said surveyors or servicers had lost or ignored documents, according to Associate Director Kevin Stein, whose San Francisco organization works with low-income communities. Well, the article just continues and continues and continues. You've got all these parts and pieces working against us, working together and working against us. Let's jump over here and look at the Chatham House. Now, we entered in a little bit on this and read something from the front page of it early on. But there is a global financial forum that is going to convene tomorrow, all right? A global financial forum convening tomorrow. Chatham House, of course, is the Royal Institute of International Affairs, probably the father organization of the Council on Foreign Relations. So what is going down here? It's the Global Financial Forum, the new global economic order. Now, I have found in my readings over the years repeatedly the phrase a new economic order and a new legal order. Those two phrases. over and over again. And some of these writings go back into the, you know, late 1800s, early 1900s. This has been coming on at us for a long time. But this new, this global financial forum, the new global economic order, gets underway tomorrow at the Chatham House in London. What is the evolving global economic, regulatory, and monetary picture? Well, here you go. But before I do that, I want to look at this little sidebar, because sometimes these things are very revealing. If you were to attend this conference tomorrow, you could receive up to 6 CPD. It's a continuing professional development hours. This is like extending your education, available for delegates attending the event. And this is as per the Law Society of England, the Law Society of England and Wales, and the Bar Standards Board. So if the legal beagles attend here, they're going to get extra credit for doing so. What is the evolving global economic, regulatory, and monetary picture? Here it is. As governments have acted to promote economic growth after the global financial crisis, one result has been a massive increase in deficit financing by European governments and the United States. Now is a key moment to look at the evolving global economic, regulatory, and monetary picture. And so even though we hear all about these regulators being created in the United States, and they're going to watch, be the watchdogs over Wall Street, and they're going to house themselves inside the Federal Reserve banking system, you think that this is something new? Yes, again. Leading figures from governments, that's plural, multiple governments are involved in here. This is your public-private partnerships. Regulatory bodies, I would imagine that the TARP people and others will be traveling to Chatham House tomorrow, probably en route today. Financial institutions and international organizations will assess the impact of steps taken to mitigate the global financial crisis and focus on vital issues for the future, including, you think that the Contract for America or the Promise for America or the or whatever the Republicans have written up there, you think that was something that was, you know, Mr. Steele came up with for the Republican Party? Guess again. Leading figures from governments, regulatory bodies, financial institutions, and international organizations will assess the impact of steps taken to mitigate the global financial crisis and focus on vital issues for the future, including, have global economic stimulus policies been effective in pulling national economies out of recession? All right, we've got all the little pigs, Portugal, Israel never gets in the list, do they? Italy, Ireland, Greece, and Spain. You've got the BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. You've got the United States schlepping along. You've got France in flames. All right. Have global economic stimulus policies been effective in pulling national economies out of the recession? It's a global, the local action plan. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So once again, considering this new global economic order that's happening in London tomorrow, meeting seminar, a global financial forum from out of the Chatham House here, this is point number two. Have counter-cyclical fiscal policies pushed developed economies into a debt trap? What is the risk of spreading sovereign debt crisis? Here's another bullet point. How should exits from the crisis-driven stimulus measures be timed? Crisis-driven stimulus measures. Is the independence of central banks threatened by their purchases of government bonds? Are the Financial Stability Board and the G20 providing adequate support for macroprudential supervision? Macroprudential. What is prudential anyway? Or is a more robust legal and institutional framework needed? More robust legal and institutional framework. If we had any more legals involved in the drafting of these legislations, none would be able to understand it. None whatsoever. Chatham House, all right? They've got a lot of people going on here. Session one is restoring growth. Have the global economic stimulus policies been affected in pulling national blah, blah, blah? And they're going to have a bunch of speakers come in. They're going to stop for breaks. They're going to have their breaks. They're going to have their refreshments and their snacks and all of that. In session two, then in the afternoon, they'll go through this global financial governance, blah, blah, blah. In session number three, they have the politics of money. This is a place where the influential and the very influential most likely will be spending the day after the elections. Maybe then they'll all troop out to Stonehenge and have a seance or something. I don't know. They might. You never know. Well, let's jump over here and change the pace just a little bit. You know, I'm no big fan of the green energy. I'm still dealing with my automobile, trying to get my old truck running well. I think I've tracked out some of the problems, but it may all be fuel-related, aghast. What a problem, and a problem indeed. All of the work that I've done may be for naught. I'll have to go back and redo it all as I clean out the fuel tank and all of the fuel systems. Why? Because we can't get any decent petrol in this country. they put all this vegetable oil and products into it. Well, let's find out more about it. You know, we're supposed to be trying to grow our fuel. Now, here's the article. Mario Parker and Leela Landrus wanted to get to this yesterday. It's an October the 29th article. The highest corn costs in 2 years are failing to dent profits for U.S. ethanol producers as demand grows and prices for the biofuel and a byproduct used for animal feed increase. Right? They're able to sell these biofuels for more and more money. We're going to find out how they're subsidized. And their residual byproducts of creating these biofuels get fed to the animals that then get fed to you. All right, we talk about feed and food, food and feed, food, feed, and beverages. U.S. ethanol producers. Plants in Iowa are making an average, do the math now, follow along. Plants in Iowa are making an average of 27 cents for every gallon of fuel produced, compared with a loss of 6 cents as recently as July. So between July and today, in October, when this article was written, the profits jumped from 6 cents a gallon produced to 27 cents a gallon produced. That's pretty slim pickings, considering this morning the crude oil is running $83.90 for a 42-gallon barrel of crude oil. Continuing, mills in Illinois are making about 25 cents, up from a loss of 2 cents, it says. That's quite a rebound. Earlier in July, some were losing 6 cents. Now they're making 27 cents as profit. In Illinois, they were making 2 cents, a loss of 2 cents. Now they're up 25 cents. A combination of increased ethanol usage, all right, that's not because you or I are driving more. It's because they're putting more and more ethanol into every gallon of gasoline. They're adulterating crude oil. They're adulterating distillates from crude with ethanol. A combination of increased ethanol usage, higher prices for dried distiller's grains, a byproduct of the fermentation process, and natural gas costs near a 13-month low are benefiting ethanol refiners. Wait a minute. You mean they're using natural gas to make ethanol? Why don't we just use the natural gas and skip the ethanol? I guess they didn't think of that. The fuel, how much does it cost anyway? How much natural gas does it take? How many basic British, what is it, British thermal units, BTUs, of natural gas does it take to make 1 gallon of ethanol? And then how many BTUs are produced by that ethanol at the time that it enters your carburetor and goes through the system in your car? How much energy does it take to transport the ethanol, all of the corn, how much gasoline and diesel is used planting all that corn, plowing the ground several times a year, and then seeding that ground and fertilizing that ground, and then harvesting the corn, and then cutting down all the corn stalks, and then grinding all of that up into food for cattle. What is the real cost of ethanol here? Look at how many acres of land are dedicated to the corn growth for ethanol. What's the property taxes on those? And what's the value per acre that's jumped up and accelerated and all of that? What's the real cost of ethanol? Is this free energy? Is this sustainable energy? Or are we having to underwrite it if we support it? Well, let's continue. The article might show us. If you're not making money in ethanol right now, you have a problem with your production process, said Jason Ward, an analyst at North Star Commodity Investments, LLC, in Minneapolis. They've got three of the four main components working in their favor. Denatured ethanol for November delivery, the benchmark contract, rose to $2.33 a gallon on the Chicago Board of Trade. Now, this is a benchmark. Rose to $2.33 $2.339 a gallon on the Chicago Board of Trade. A gallon of ethanol. And what's the price of a gallon of gasoline at the gas station? It seems to me that they have to put crude oil into the denatured ethanol in order to make the gasoline cheaper at the pump. Because otherwise it would be $2.339 a gallon if it was just straight denatured ethanol at the gas station. And by the time it got to the gas station, distributed and all that, with profit for the truckers and shippers and everybody else, plus profit for the gas station, it very likely would be more expensive than gasoline without the ethanol in it. Futures gained 47% since July the 14th. Corn climbed to $5.82 a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. The grain traded at $5.88 on October the 13th. Dried distiller grains, which are used by feedlots and dairy farmers, have soared 43%. So they go through this process, however they do it. They distill the ethanol out of the corn, then they dry it, and they give it back to feedlots and finish your beef on it. Right? And they give it to dairy farmers, and so they eat this stuff and, you know, goes into your milk supply. Dried distiller grains, which are used by feedlots and dairy farmers, have soared 43% to $146.50 a ton in Iowa. That's got to be driving up the price of beef and the price of milk. They touched at $148 on October the 15th, the highest price since September the 2nd. Natural gas, used as a power source to produce ethanol. Boy, seems like we're going a long ways around to pollute our gasoline, has declined 28% to 4.038 per million British thermal units on the New York's Mercantile Exchange. Margins, this is a quote, margins are phenomenal right now, says Chris Mann, an analyst and co-founder of Chicago's Traders Group. Quote, these are the best they've seen in a while. It's almost a case of, we don't mind $6 corn as long as ethanol stays above $2. Who's making the money here? The farmers or the stockbrokers? I'm confused. We'll be right back.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for news and real information?
You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And so the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. Time once again for a Show Me Showdown as we get into hour number two. And welcome back to our Tuesday, November the 2nd, Election Day, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, talking about all kind of financial news in the first hour. Gil still stuck on stupid here on top of this ethanol article right off the Bloomberg website, trying to figure this one out. I mean, how many bushels of corn does it take to make a gallon of ethanol? And how many other things are involved in the making of it? How much energy is expended in creating 1 gallon of ethanol? How much food is taken out of circulation in that process? And if you track it all the way back and go to the land and start at the dirt and come forward from there, what is the real cost, both annual and long-term, on playing this ethanol corn game? Ethanol is made by fermenting starches from corn to create an alcohol similar to moonshine. You see why the revenuers had to come through? Rockefeller and the boys were all up for this. They had to come through and they had to wipe out all the hemp, you know, the reefer madness and all that nonsense. They had to get rid of all of the hemp, but most importantly, they had to get rid of all the stills. They just couldn't have these Ozark hillbillies, you know, with a still in the backyard, being able to thumb their nose at Standard Oil and Conoco and the rest of them, and Phillips and BP, thumb your nose, and just brew up a nice big still full of moonshine, put it in the jalopy, and go into town. Couldn't have that. No self-reliance. No. After all, they loathe, despise, and detest competition. Again, margins are phenomenal right now. These are the best they've seen in a while. It's almost a case of we don't mind $6 corn as long as ethanol stays above $2. Ethanol made by fermenting starches from corn to create an alcohol similar to moonshine. Under a 2007 energy law known as the Renewable Fuel Standard, or the RFS, the U.S. requires petroleum refiners to use 12 billion gallons of this fuel this year. 12 billion gallons of this fuel this year, and 15 billion gallons by 2015. Now you can understand why the stockbrokers are really interested in this product. There's a federal mandate that these billions of gallons come into existence. And if you can stand in the path of progress, if you can stand in front of the stream of ethanol and let it flow across you, you stand to make a couple of shekels. Blending with gasoline rose 8.5% since June. Right, 8.5% of a gallon of gasoline, I guess, is ethanol. Maybe that's why my 1961 Chevrolet truck is so fouled up with sticky, gooey ethanol, corn garbage, that it won't run. Blending with gasoline rose 8.5% since June to a record of 817,000 barrels a day in the week ended October the 22nd. Energy Department data shows the numbers don't lie, Ward said. Quote, the one thing that has been constant every week is we're using more ethanol than we did a year ago. Whether it's good for your automobile or not, whether it's good for the economy or not, whether it starves the people or whether it doesn't, it's good for Monsanto, boy, because they're selling that genetically modified corn by the bushel load. They're selling the fertilizers, too, and the pesticides that goes with it. Anyway, we'll pick all that right up on the other side of these words from our sponsors and see what else is happening in the news basket.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we're just discussing a little bit more about this ethanol article here. Ethanol demand, well, let's go up here. Blenders remain obliged to mix the fuel with gasoline due to the RFS. Okay, blenders remain obliged. It's obligatory. It's something they have to do. And they appear to have been waiting for the corn price to fall after the encouraging harvest reports. Ethanol demand has also been driven by blending incentives. They get paid to do it, too. They're forced to do it, then they get paid to do it, that expire at the end of this year. Well, boy, golly, I'm sure they're going to be blending in some extra to get the extra tax credits. The government pays 45-cent tax credit to refiners for every gallon that's mixed with gasoline. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. The government pays a 45-cent tax credit for every gallon that's mixed on top of these other high numbers? I mean, you add that 45 cents to the $2.23 a gallon for the production of ethanol, we're at $2.65 a gallon right now. Maybe Lindsey Williams is going to be right. By the time the legislators get done with it, they don't even have to have a shortage or a war in Iran. They're going to make the gasoline $10 a gallon with all these tax credits and allowances and incentives. The tax credit allows blenders to pocket the difference between gasoline and the biofuel. Ethanol traded at 23.45 cents premium to reformulated gasoline on the New York Mercantile Exchange today. Blending margins? There are 204 ethanol distilleries in the United States with the capacity to produce 13.8 billion gallons of the fuel annually, according to the Renewable Fuels Association in Washington, and not one of those producers is on a farm in the Ozarks. Well, there might be one or two. There's a misconception among the general public and a lot of people in the financial community, said Mark Marquis. He must be marking things to the market there, Mark. Marquis, the president of Marquis Energy LLC, which operates a 110-million-gallon plant in Hennepin, Illinois. Quote, they assume if corn goes up, life must be terrible for the ethanol producer, and that's just not the case. Close quote. All right. So there's another interesting article. Here's another one along the same line. This has to do with coal, all right? We talk about Don Quixote's windmills here on a regular basis. We talk about subsidizing solar, and we're going to get into that in a moment as well. But this article I wanted to get to yesterday, but the Halloween special preempted it by Christopher Martin, writing for Bloomberg. U.S. coal plants beat wind energy in third quarter, group says. U.S. power plant developers added 395 megawatts of wind power in the third quarter, the slowest growth since 2007. Sounds like wind power and green energy is kind of losing its steam, reversing a trend of clean energy outpacing coal, according to the American Wind Energy Association. A lot of wind blowing here, a lot of passing of the wind. Wind turbines have accounted for 14% of new power generation this year and coal 39%. The Washington-based lobby group said today in a statement, last year, wind, hot air out of Congress, made up 39% of new generation, almost matching the growth of natural gas, and coal took 13%. Legislation to require utilities to buy more renewable energy. You know, why is the cost going up? Congress, grants and aid, subsidies, legislation, law, compacts, international agreements, treaties, legislation to require utilities to buy more renewable energy, such as wind and solar, failed in the Senate this year, removing an incentive that manufacturers such as General Electric Company and Vestas Wind System AS, the world's biggest suppliers, had expected to boost demand. U.S. wind energy can again lead the world, Dennis Bode, chief executive officer of the group, said in a statement. But if federal policymakers don't act quickly to provide investment certainty through a renewable energy electric standard and longer-term tax policy, the U.S. wind industry will stall. Talk about stalling your wind-powered electrical generation system. Try this one on for size. I bought a used carburetor from a junk shop through the mail off the internet. It arrived in a box and stuffed in around the carburetor was a bunch of newspapers. Well, what can I say? You all know me pretty well. I left the carburetor in the box, pulled out all of the newspapers, fluffed them all out, laid them out flat, and started reading. Found this one on page in section B, first home headliner. On section B, Journal Star. This is journalstar.com news. You can probably find it for yourself. October the 19th, not new news, but close. And here's a big photo story right here. And this is out of Nebraska. Lincoln, Nebraska, by the way. All right. Vesta, now we just mentioned Vesta, U.S. wind industry is going to stall. GE and Vesta, the world's biggest suppliers. Vesta's employees lower the rotor and blades on one of the Lincoln Electric System's two wind turbines, so they only have two, Monday in preparation for repairs. So 50% of their wind power production was out of commission right there. Lightning hit blades on the LES unit in May. Right. This is October, and this is May. And they're just lowering the blade to the ground. It's half of their wind production all summer. from May to October has been out of business. Took investors a little time to come around. On Monday, contractors began work that will complete repairs to one of Lincoln Electric's systems, two wind turbines, northeast of the city. It's Lincoln, Nebraska. The turbine was struck by lightning in May. Here it is, from May to October, still down, still on the ground. The turbine was struck by lightning in May. Initial inspections revealed a split on the outer tip of one of the blades. Right, lightning strike. This thing is huge, you know. It stands way up in the air, whips around and around in the wind. Lightning strike. Pow. The two-foot-long split was repaired by LAS Investors, the turbine's manufacturer, with which LAS has a service agreement at an estimated cost of $45,000. You got a service agreement running on this thing, $45,000 this repair. All right. The unit was returned to service on June the 1st. I wonder what their service agreement cost them each year, too. That has to be figured into the cost of the price of electricity. Then Avesta's inspection revealed the other two blades were also damaged by the lightning. Well, funny, curious, isn't it? It spins around rather rapidly, and when it's struck by lightning, all the blades would get cut. But that it would not prevent the turbine from operating until additional technicians were available to make final repairs. The estimated cost of these repairs is $41,000, so now we've got $86,000 here, and this thing has been out of business since May, cutting in half the town's wind production, wind-powered production. Vesta's brought in four technicians who'll focus on the mechanical work, and then they're going to replace the bearings, too. It seems the bearings run out of these things quite often, and they have a very expensive process repairing them as well. Well, free energy, free money. There you go. Welcome to the green world.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month.
Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. Teamspeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So again, taking a look just a moment longer on this article out of the Lincoln Journal Star, Lincoln, Nebraska Journal Star, V section on page, what is it? If you even don't list a page, I suppose, it doesn't matter. It's the whole, it's the front page of the B section. This is back on October the 19th. Where we find this, it says, although it's hard to tell if the it's affected decision-making state, wrong article, same place, though. The rotor weighs 15,900 pounds. Just the thing here, send the boys out in the pickup truck, you know, with some duct tape and baling wire? I guess again. The rotor weighs 15,900 pounds and has a diameter of 154 feet. Each blade is 77 feet long, right? And then they're also going to go in, they're going to repair all the normal erosion damage on the leading edges of all three blades. So that's 3 times 77, 200 and what? 231 feet of leading edge on those blades. They have to fix, and they have to do that on a regular basis. Normal erosion damage on the leading edge. I have an old wind generator, wind charger is what they're called. It's a wooden blade. Those blades are only about 4 feet long. These are the little turbines that they had up on stilts beside your house back before the rural electrification program went through. And the leading edge of those wooden blades, which I still have one of, is wrapped, if you will, in copper foil. And stapled on the blade, wrapped in copper foil and stapled on the blade to reduce erosion or wind damage and rain damage on the leading edge of those blades. Right? The blades, as they revolve, the lightning hit the blades as they were revolving at speeds as high as 157 miles per hour. Well, my goodness, that's that article. U.S. Wind Energy can again lead the world, Dennis Bode, chief executive officer of the group, said in a statement, but if federal policymakers do not act quickly to provide investment certainty through a renewable energy electricity standard and longer-term tax policy, the U.S. wind industry will stall. All right? So there's some more here. All right, let's jump over here and get this one. And this has to do with solar. And this is Spain. All right? Sustainable development. Sustaining the environmental and developmental concerns. This all has to be underwritten by your tax dollars. This is all subsidized. You know, it's like George Carlin says, you know, they got you by the balls. You can't get around this stuff because it's being legislated in, it's being mandated. And then you, the consumer, have to pay higher electricity bills in your smart grid. You have to pay more for gasoline and diesel at the pump. I haven't been able to figure out why diesel fuel costs so much more than gasoline. It used to be the other way around by a long ways. Why would it cost more for diesel fuel, right? Are they trying to tell you they're making gasoline cheaper than diesel? You run a tank car full of diesel by or near a petroleum plant, and it's ready to, it's good to go. Light sweet crude goes right into the tank of my Cummins turbo diesel and right out the gas, or right out the exhaust pipe. Anyway, here's the article. Spain gets 907 solar installations to accept a lower price in an amnesty plan. Mark Rocco, writing for Bloomberg, Spain, seeking to hold down electricity prices, convinced 907 solar power installations to receive lower subsidized rates in return for avoiding investigations over permit violations. So they were allowed to violate their construction permits for in some way or another here. And so they're holding this as kind of a wicked weapon over the manufacturers and the installers and these installation of these solar power jobs. And there's 907 of them involved in here, all right? And they're trying to cold down the electricity prices so that it could compete with more conventional forms of electricity and receive less subsidies from the people and from the governments, right? The solar parks, this is what they're calling them, a solar park. Isn't it nice? Solar park probably has, you know, barbed wire fences around it and German shepherds and armed guards inside, but nevertheless, it's called a solar park with a combined 64.6 megawatts in capacity. The solar parks with a combined 64.6 megawatts. Now, you see in the previous article, we were talking about far greater megawatts than this, will avoid investigation of whether they illegally earned the highest subsidized rates, gangsters, thieves, or feed-in tariffs, the industry minister said today in a statement. Savings to consumers who pay the subsidies in their power bills. That's right, free energy. Think of all the energy we get from the sun. Free energy, right? Savings to consumers who pay the subsidies in their power bills will total 430 million euros or $595 million over 25 years, the government estimated. So it's not going to be just a whole lot of money. Anyway, the Amnesty Group represents about 10% of the more than 9,000 installations the energy regulator is probing on suspicion of falsely claiming eligibility for the top rate. 9,000 installations that the regulator is probing here for fraud. The 64.6 megawatts that signed up for the amnesty proved there was a significant level of fraud. Fraud. Thomas Diaz, spokesman for the trade group, ASAF, said by email, quote, they represent about 10% of the 600 to 800 megawatts in suspicious capacity. Not just a whole lot of power. Projects with 955 megawatts in capacity were sent letters in late September requesting all relevant paperwork be sent in within 2 months. So Spain is going through this process, right? The 907 generators will earn 32 euro cents a kilowatt hour under the 2008 rule instead of 46 cents under the 2007 law. So if you're in Europe, if you're in Spain, you look on your electricity bill, and 32 euro cents per kilowatt is a subsidy being given to these fraudulent solar installations. Well, if that isn't enough to really get your shorts in a bunch, here's another one. Right? Subsidies, sustainable development. It's all about sustaining the environmental and developmental concerns, and typically it's done with your tax dollars. It's done with the money out of your wallet, the hidden taxes when you go and shop at China Mart. This article by Rachel Lane and Alan Onsman, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg, General Electric Company may jumpstart the electrical vehicle industry. Now, we own GE, you know. Well, we don't own GE. GE owns us. I was thinking of GM. General Electric Company. Remember General Electric Investors? They're into the wind energy up to their necks. All right. General Electric may jumpstart the electrical vehicle industry with an order that Chief Executive Officer Jeffrey Immelt said will be the largest in history. Now get this. GE, whose power generation equipment provides a third of the world's electricity, will order tens of thousands of the vehicles in about a week. Immelt said yesterday in a speech in London without giving a total or identifying a manufacturer. Now, what's up with this? Key phrase here, GE, whose power generation equipment provides a third of the world's electricity. Of course they would want the electric cars. They can add that electricity to your electric bill. And they can cut out the ethanol producers. They can cut out the distillers. They can cut out OPEC. They'll power your car, and it won't be on gasoline. They'll be right back.
cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back into this article once again in regards to General Electric to place orders for tens of thousands of electric vehicles, all right? This is a huge step up, said Brett Smith, a vehicle technology analyst at the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's the biggest order to date that I'm aware of, by a lot. Expanding the world's fleet of electric vehicles would bolster GE as it expands so-called clean energy technologies such as car chargers, solar panels, and wind turbines. For every dollar of electric vehicle sales, GE estimates it may get 10 cents in revenue, said Gary Scheffler, a spokesman. For every dollar of all of these sales, they get a dime back. That's a 10%. That's the tithing. That's what built the Vatican and St. Peter's, etc. Immelt said half of GE's sales force of about 45,000 will drive electric vehicles. This is fleet purchasing. Fleet purchasing. You see all the white trucks out on the streets these days? These are your cities, your towns, your counties, your states, your federal government. This is Halliburton and GE, and your phone companies and all their fleet vehicles, white cars and trucks on the streets. GE is investing $10 billion over the next 5 years in clean energy across its business lines. See how they can get these electric cars into your driveway. They can drive all of the rest of them out. They can drive an automobile producer out by bringing in this ethanol and then jacking up the price and jacking up the price and jacking up the price. And the more ethanol they blend in, the less performance you get out of your gasoline-powered vehicle until you're sputtering and fuming down the road. And you want to go over and get yourself one of these little electric cars. The problem is there's a rub in here. There's a rub in here. Think about how many automobiles are on the roads of America and in Canada and in Mexico. Think of how many automobiles are soon to be on the roads in China. And then think about the batteries inside of these electric vehicles. And then remember the discussion of rare earth metals. GE, again, is investing $10 million over the next 5 years in clean energy across its business lines. Its products include lithium-ion batteries for cars and trucks via a venture with A123 Systems, Inc., and sodium-based batteries for use in large vehicles such as locomotives. You know, you remember when you bought that $9 transistor radio and you thought, wow, AM and FM with a whip antenna for $9. Take it anywhere I want to go. And you load the batteries into it and, boy, you turn it on. The speaker sounds fantastic. It runs for 2.5 hours and the batteries are dead. It's kind of like your HP printer, your laser printer. Wow, $49 for a laser printer right off the shelf at Walmart. And then you buy two cartridges, a black and a tricolor, and they're $19 a piece. And you've just paid for those two cartridges as much money as HP asked for the printer. And then every time you print 6 pages out, you have to go back to Walmart and buy two more of those cartridges. And all of a sudden, that $49 HP laser printer just isn't quite the bargain you thought it was. And electric cars, they're going to have a real expensive battery in it. And GE is going to hold that battery over your head. Creating jobs, that spending creates jobs, Immelt told executives at an event sponsored by the University of Cambridge Program for Sustainability Leadership. Oh, my. Sustainable Development, Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action for the 21st Century. GE has been one of the biggest players in this game and certainly has a lot to gain from the electric vehicles, Smith said. Quote, they're virtually, truly tied to push this hard to get things going, and it seems to be a core corporate value. British Petroleum, Beyond Petroleum, GE. GE fell 6 cents to 1602 at 402 in this New York Stock Exchange composite trading. Shares of A123 claimed 5 cents to 972 on the NASDAQ. An order the size of GE's probably would come from several vehicle makers, so they'll spread the wealth. Spread it around so it's not so obvious. Smith said, automakers preparing to sell vehicles powered solely by batteries in the next 18 months include Nissan Motor Company, which starts delivering the Leaf hatchbacks later this year, Ford Motor Company readying electric versions of its Transit Connect delivery van and Focus compact car, and Toyota Motor Corporation, which will resell a rechargeable RAV4 sport utility vehicle. All right, Ford in the list there. The global outlook, going from local to global. General Motors Company begins delivering plug-in Volt hybrids this year, and Honda Motor Company, Chrysler LLC, Bayerisch Motorwerk, and Wirtz AG, otherwise known as BMW, and other large brands are preparing battery vehicles due by 2012. The combined deliveries of the hybrids, such as Toyota's Prius and battery-operated cars, may reach 5.2 million by 2020. Immelt used his remarks in London to renew his call for increased private spending on renewable energy investments. He stands to make money as other people invest in this because he's in the pipeline. He's standing there holding the batteries. He's holding the ink cartridges for your HP. GE Energy Infrastructure is the company's biggest industrial unit, accounting for $37 billion of the parent company's $157 billion in revenue last year. GE is also the world's largest maker of locomotives, jet engines, medical imaging equipment, and related information technology systems. And it continues. Well, pretty much where all that's going. Let's turn back over and look a little bit more with Carol Quigley right out of his introduction to a historical analysis, the evolution of civilizations, and pick up on these seven stages of human development, the historical changes in civilizations. We left off on stage four, the age of conflict. The age of conflict is a period. What are these seven stages, once again, for those just tuning in? Number one, these seven stages we shall name as follows. Again, this is an arbitrary naming, but these are the names that were given by Carol Quigley and the Jesuit from Georgetown. Well, he may not be a Jesuit, but he's certainly Jesuit trained. Here are the seven stages. One, mixture. Two, gestation. Three, expansion. We've talked about all of these. You can find them in the archives. Four, the age of conflict. Five is the universal empire. Six is decay. And seven is invasion. And if you look at any of the major civilizations of the world, those existing today, according to Carol Quigley, you'll find these seven stages, and we can find where we are today by looking at these seven stages and comparing them with modern age. So the age of conflict, stage four, is a period of imperialistic wars and of irrationality supported for reasons that are usually different in different social classes. Irrationality. You can't even understand why they're pursuing all of this green energy until you find out, you know, follow the money. Imperialistic wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and Kosovo and Serbia and Bosnia and every place else. The masses of the people who have no vested interest in the existing institution of expansion engage in imperialist wars because it seems the only way to overcome the slowing down of expansion. The only way to overcome the slowing down of expansion, sustainable development. We have to prop up, we have to shore up, we have to sustain environment and development and their companies. Oh my God, we have a recession going on in America. Oh no, it's going into depression. It's going to go into deflation. It's going to go into hyperinflation. And tonight, the teabaggers and all the rest of them will have a new herd of Zionist warmongers entering the halls of Congress to pick up right where Jorge Bush left off in John McStain in their 100-year war. I guess Barry wasn't able to get our troops out. He's just ramped it up. What do we have, 50, maybe 100 Al-Qaeda? Perhaps in Afghanistan, maybe in Pakistan. And we've got 200,000 troops, including the contractors over there, waging war on this handful. Why don't we just buy them a couple of tour buses and give them debit cards? Set them on the road someplace. Let them tour Europe. Send them along with 70 virgins and let's see how long their vestal virtues can remain intact. Well, unable to get ahead by other means, such as economic means, they seek to get ahead by political action, above all by taking wealth from their political neighbors. Taking wealth from their political neighbors. Oh my goodness, we just discovered that Afghanistan is rich in rare earth metals. Oh my. Look at all those poppy fields.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media.
Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's 1895 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So once again, back to the evolution of civilizations by Carol Quigley for a little bit more of the insight that he had. You know, he was very well connected. This is a 1979 Liberty Fund book. If you want to buy a copy of this book for your library, you can get it from the Liberty Fund, Inc. Liberty Fund, Inc. And I think it's just libertyfund.com. You might just browse it up, though. Liberty Fund, Inc. That this was originally copyright back in 1961. By Carol Quigley. All right, we're working right out of this. This is page 152 in this book. But unable to get ahead by other means, such as economic means, they seek to get ahead by political action, and above all by taking wealth from their political neighbors. You know, we can go back and look at the writings that we find in the Philosophical Radicals book. Yeah, I'm looking over at my bookshelf now. Yeah. But Thomas Paine is quoted in that book as having said along these lines, I'm paraphrasing memory, that governments are instituted for war and that their whole purpose is war. And there's this imperialist conquest thing here, that when they get tired of waging war on their neighbors, they turn their energies inward and they wage war on their people. That's kind of what Carol Quigley may be pointing to in this discussion here. At the same time, they turn to irrationality to compensate for the growing insecurity of life. Growing insecurity of life. Now, this is Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59, the development of a culture of safety. This is the promotion of the safety cult that we live in today, doing it all for the children. TSA, body scanners, and all of that we've talked about. Everything is for your safety. You know, don't put it in your mouth. You don't know where it's been, right? and they turn to irrationality. This is the insane children and adolescents running the planet. At the same time, they turn to irrationality to compensate for the growing insecurity of life, for the chronic economic depression. Again, this is 1961. For the growing bitterness and dangers of class struggles, for the growing social disruption and the insecurity from imperialist wars. The 60s. This is generally a period of gambling, use of narcotics or intoxicants, an obsession with sex, frequently as a perversion, increasing crime, growing numbers of neurotics and psychotics, growing obsession with death and with the hereafter. God only knows what they're hereafter. The vested interests encourage the growth of imperialistic wars and irrationality because both serve to divert the discontent of the masses away from their vested interests. And of course, their vested interest is the uninvested surplus, which you can't touch and neither can I. Accordingly, some of the defenders of vested interests divert a certain part of their surplus to create instruments of class oppression. Hate speech. The instruments of imperialist wars. This is all of your war machinery. You know, we always have to exclude. We always have to exclude the aircraft. You know, they always have to put in a disclaimer and talk about for transportation when they talk about the aircraft numbers. In our Econo Day reports, they never really bring in how much is going on in the war business, how many of these fighter jets that they're putting out, and how many of the bombs they're making, and how many shells they're making, and how much depleted uranium they're creating to do all of this horror and bring this global nuclear holocaust on the people with fallout from the DU weapons being used in the Near East. Accordingly, some of the defenders of vested interest divert a certain part of their surplus to create instruments of class oppression, instruments of imperialist wars, and instruments of irrationality. Once these instruments are created and begin to become institutions of class oppression, of imperialist wars, and of irrationality, the chances of the institution of expansion being reformed into an instrument of expansion become almost nil. These three new vested interests in combination with the older vested institution of expansion are in a position to prevent all reform. The last of these three, the old institution of expansion, now begins to lose its privileges and advantages to the three institutions it has financed. You know, and if you can correctly isolate some of these factors, these social factors, or if you anticipate that these are true, that's the other side of the coin, then you might be able to understand things like NAFTA and GATT, where we realize that the United States as an institution can only exist so long, and that to be a intelligent investor in this time period, you need to offshore, you need to get out of here. You need to get out of Dodge before this whole thing collapses. Well, they did, and it's collapsing. Of these three, the institution of class oppression controls much of the political power of the society. We've got the top 2 or 3% with 98% of the wealth in this country. You don't think we have class oppression here? Who's truly in the middle class? Almost all of the middle class, the entrepreneurs, have been driven out of business in the last decade. That's why there's no jobs, no hiring going on. They're gone. So you got two classes. You've got the very, very, very wealthy, and you've got all the rest of the schlepping, get paid for an hour's worth of work people on the bottom. Even if that's $100,000 a year, it's peanuts. Peanuts. Continuing, these three, which may be combined into only one or two, become dominant in the group that formerly controlled the institution of expansion, falls back into a secondary role. Its surplus is largely absorbed by its own creations. In this way, in Mesopotamian civilization, the Sumerian priesthood, which had been the original instrument of expansion, fell into a secondary role behind the secular kings it had set up to command its armies in the imperialist wars of its age of conflict. Babylon and Egypt and Sumer. Now we're back to the time of the Archons and the Codrus and those curious families that no one can ever put a finger on but seem to have been rulers of Greece from time out of mind. In the same way, in classical civilization, the slave-owning landlords, who had been the original instrument of expansion, were largely eclipsed by the mercenary army that had been created to carry on the imperialist wars of the age of conflict, but took on life and purposes of its own and came to dominate classical civilization completely. And if you've ever stopped to read Machiavelli, The Prince, you'll see the very, very stern cautions and warnings about ever engaging the use of mercenaries, even though we've got Blackwater Z and all the rest of them today. We've been warned against this. Why? Well, because mercenaries don't give a flip for the king with the crown assembled. They could care less. They're in it for the money. They're in it for the money. And when the money stops flowing, or when they can get money, bigger money, better money, working for the other side, they swap. Why? Because they have no loyalty. They're in it for the money. They're guns for hire. And we've known this for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, and yet the United States is returning the services of many of these mercenaries and private contractors working in our imperialist expansion program for Israel. So too the Nazi Party, which had been financed by some of the German monopoly capitalists as an instrument of class oppression, of imperialist war, and of irrationality, took on purposes of its own and began to dominate the monopoly capitalists for its own ends. So the calendar pages flip like so many leaves in the wind. Time changes as an illusion. Units of measure can be changed. Observers can be changed. Beginnings and endings. Time passes. Tempus fugit. But all things remain as they were. They were buying, they were selling, they were eating, they were drinking. They were giving in marriage, and they were taking in marriage, and they knew not, and the flood came and took them all away. They weren't paying attention. Hope you are. Today is election day. If you vote, vote today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. Teamspeak.cc.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.